Hey, this is Rick Remender, writer of Fear Agent, Black Science, and Tokyo Ghost. You are listening to Court of Nerds, my close and personal friends, who we have all had showers together and oil-down parties.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, once again to the Court of Nerds. I'm Murderface Drew, and we are going to do a damn show if I don't hit Greg in the face first.
I'm Greg, and I'm really trying hard not to get hit in the face, I promise.
I'm John.
I'm half a Grant.
You're like a third of a Grant today, dude.
He's looking haggard.
Seriously. You all right?
I'm good, but I wish I looked more like Hagrid.
You look more like you're about to release a country album, actually.
And on that note, we are your Court of Nerds. We delve each week into what we call the four pillars of nerdery: comic books, TV, movies, and gaming. Later on in this episode, we have an interview coming up with the wonderful peach of a human being. If Emily were here, obligatory Emily mention, we would be calling her a poodle queen. Cosplayer, model, designer, entrepreneur, Kay Pike will be on the show this week. So that is phenomenal and something to look forward to. But this week, I'm a selfish dick and have other things to do, so I'm going to go first with television.
Yay!
This week in TV, we got the trailer for the new season of Ultimate Spider-Man on Disney XD. For those of us with kids, this is an actual tolerable version of Spider-Man, where he's not a total loser. Well, he is, because he's voiced by Drake Bell, but I can get over that. There are better things going on. The season premiere is an hour-long episode titled Ultimate Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six. It will debut February 21st at 9 a.m. on Disney XD. The trailer for it is action-packed and, frankly, oddly boner-inducing.
Ooh. That's like my favorite.
Yeah, no, it's their versions of some of Spidey's big bads are phenomenal. The Goblin and Grant... I hate saying this. Grant, you're the only one in the room who will get this. The Goblin is from Ultimate Spider-Man. So he's
really?
An actual scary as shit goblin. Like, he scares my kid. Their Doc Ock is terrifying. Like, you know,
the greasy guy from Ultimate.
Guy in like a shell of himself with just arms that move around and he looks like he's probably dead.
Yeah.
So that's there.
So this sounds great. We're going to terrify children and enjoy some adult stuff.
So on a scale of hammer pants to Greg's pants, where do they fit on the tight pants-o-meter?
I don't know, Greg. I don't have a pants scale.
Yet.
I don't even have a regular scale because they frighten me. February 21st, 9 a.m. is that one. Also in the kind of new news, I don't know if you guys were aware of this, Kevin Smith will be directing an episode of The Flash this season.
Yeah.
This is not new news. However, they have announced that the episode will be filming in March. So it will be towards the end of this season that the Kevin Smith episode will air. They're going to let him do one of the big episodes for the season.
And it's going to be set in New Jersey this time.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you happy, not happy, because you hate him?
I don't hate Kevin Smith.
I thought you did.
I hate his empire. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I hate the things he represents, and I hate him as a comic book writer, because he just writes...
Except for Green Arrow.
Except for Green Arrow, which was decent, but his Batman Widening Gyre was one of the worst pieces of shit I have ever stumbled
through. It was
through.
Not good.
People who praise him as a god bother me, because he's made more shit films than he's made brilliant films. Mm-hmm. You know, Mallrats is great, Clerks, the first one, is great.
Clerks 2 was...
Awful. Clerks 2 was awful. Not even eh. Clerks 2 was a piece of shit. It had a fucking musical number.
It did have Rosario Dawson.
Oh my god, you guys.
I did like Red State.
Red State was awful. Red State was garbage.
God, I thought it was great. Tusk
was a piece of shit. I mean, look, I love, and why can't I think of the name of the fucking movie?
Chasing Amy?
No, God, fuck Chasing Amy.
Hey!
Sorry. I'm sorry, 90s nostalgia guy.
Dogma?
Dogma, thank you. Why couldn't I think of the word dogma?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's a fucking great movie.
That's okay, my karma ran over my dogma, so...
See, this. This is why he's going to get hit. This is why.
That's what makes it the show.
Thank God there is a no inner show violence policy. But look, no, it's, look, Kevin Smith, I don't understand the people who worship him.
Yes.
But I understand that he also does good work. You know, he's made some good movies.
This is the first time he's actually, like, come through with directing a comic property on the visual medium.
Yeah. Oh, God, what was the one with Seth Rogen and Elizabeth Banks?
Oh, Green Hornet?
No, fuck that movie. No,
oh,
did he direct
that?
Oh,
you're talking about whatever
Seth and Mira Micopono.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. That movie was hilarious. I'll give him that. That movie was hilarious, but it was a really good cast.
Zach and Mira Micopono.
On the bummer side of things, Jeff Johns saying that DC still has screen plans for the Titans. even though TNT will not be moving forward with a Titans series.
Their loss.
The bummer is that all he says, and this is Jeff Johns, if this was a Facebook status, we would all comment hashtag Vegbook. We have plans for Titans. It's a huge piece of DC, and we have plans. That's it. That's his statement.
Come on, guys, stay interested.
Stay interested. We might do this.
We know Scott Lobdell's ruined everything, but stay interested.
Guys, we have plans.
We have plans. We've got big, big plans, and they've got to mean something.
They're big man plans.
Oh, my goodness. Awkward. Currently, of course, those that are forced, again, with kids to watch Teen Titans Go, which has gotten progressively funnier, by the way.
It's really good.
It really is. Like, they actually did a Justice League episode this season with Weird Al Yankovic playing Darkseid.
What?
How about that?
Yeah, which was hilarious. Hilarious. They are really starting to nail it, and I hate that I like it, but I'm starting to like it. It is also still the number one rated children's show on television, so Teen Titans Go will be around for a while. Probably a reason why we won't see, like, a brooding, dark, you know, grantified version of the
Young
Teen
Justice?
Titans. Yeah, no, it's why we won't see a Young Justice, because DC doesn't want to mess with what's a proven moneymaker. Mm. Teen Titans Go is paying the bills. So there's that. My last new good thing that is fucking awesome is something that I will give props to Captain Dick Sledge, who sent this to all of us. Legends of Tomorrow, the phenomenal show from the CW and DC Comics. There have been a pair of reveals over the weekend from Legends of Tomorrow that basically showed Ma Hunkel's pot helmet.
Mm-hmm.
They also showed Our Man's Hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
And the final one, which caused Grant's dick to burst through his pants, was Golden Age Sandman Wesley Dodd's gas mask.
Boom.
Boom! Look, these guys are using everything in the toy box. They are going deep. They're like, oh man, this has dust on it. Let's brush it off and make it bad as fuck.
Yeah. They are balls deep.
They are balls deep in the toy box. I don't even know where the hell they're going to go with this. But
who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, exactly. That's where I was going.
Just enjoy the ride. Yes, Take note, Marvel.
Awesome. The show has already traveled to 1975. It's got stops to make in the 80s. They're going to go back to the future in the year 2046. They will go to the late 50s. And of course, the old West for Jonah Hex episodes. Wexed.
They're going to get wexed.
They're going to get wexed. Fucking wexed. But anyways, the nature of the show, of course, anything's possible. So we could see some Sandman action, and I would probably have to watch that episode alone.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I'm going to kick it over to John with movies.
We're going to start with more Sprats.
Just Sprats!
Sprats?
Sprats! Everybody!
Well, this Sunday, you know, the Super Bowl is coming out, which means there's going to be awesome trailers!
Ooh!
At the Superb Owl!
Screen Crush has a list of what we will see during the Super Bowl. Now, first off, news for you. There will be no new Batman vs. Superman, Suicide Squad, or Ghostbusters movies because Warner Bros. And Sony both did not purchase commercial time.
Which is weird because Warner Bros. And CBS are like butt buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what is confirmed is Alice looking through the looking glass.
Yeah, okay.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Ooh, I was hoping to throw up again.
A new X-Men Apocalypse, because there was a, you know, outlash on Oscar Isaac's Apocalypse on how
please,
he looked and everything.
Please, more Olivia Munn. Please,
and
more Olivia Munn.
Everybody wants more Olivia Munn. Deadpool, which, what else can be new with Deadpool?
I don't want more Deadpool footage. Is that weird?
It comes out the 12th.
Like, I hope that this is just like him in an easy chair drinking coffee. Like, for 30 seconds.
That's really
right.
What it ought
that
to
just
be.
That just cost $5 million. And then just him flipping the bird.
Yeah. Yep.
A new Independence Day resurgence, which isn't 100% confirmed, but Liam Hemsworth and Jeff Goldblum are both going to be at the game. So there could be some before the game preview action going on.
Maybe they'll like have trouble getting the feed going and Jeff Goldblum will recognize an algorithm.
Yeah. Then you see the skull pop up.
Hold on to our butts.
And Captain America, Civil War. Should be a bigger, larger preview, but I think the official one did come out already.
Yeah.
So maybe more TV spots, things like that.
They don't need
that
anymore, man.
And a couple other possibles that you could see are Bourne 5, untitled, The Jungle Book,
ooh,
Zoolander 2, and Finding Dory.
I think the grant reactions throughout this, the sound effects, were the best part
now,
about hearing about this.
I'm hoping for
go ahead.
Disney, yeah. being Disney, they could save it for Captain America Civil War, but wouldn't it be great if a little teaser trailer for Rogue One showed up during
Look
the Super Bowl?
Look at you speaking to Ben's
I
heart.
I know. I just love it. But Star Wars Force Awakens trailer teaser came out 54 weeks before the movie came out. It's over a year. So it's totally possible.
Why wouldn't they do that? It's like get the most eyes possible.
Moving on.
Very quickly, by the way, speaking of sound effects, if you guys hear any like whirring or clicking in the background, someone came to take pictures of us today for some reason.
Sexy photo shoot?
Sexy photo shoot time.
Sexy photo shoot episode.
So it's really great because of how terrible Grant looks today.
Yeah, it looks strung out.
It's really, really helpful. Do you want us to like put some track marks on your arms? Just complete the look.
Well, you can look at the plasma donation scar.
Oh, good times.
High with a cord of cocaine. Is that a tribal tattoo?
Is that a tribal tat?
Anyway, moving on. New movies that are going to be start filming, which we're all excited about. Is the untitled Wolverine 3.
Side note, I hope they spell it out Wolverine, but the E is a 3.
Side note, I hope Grant has herpes.
I was spelling Wolverine with a G all day because I'm an idiot.
Wolverine.
I had to restart this thrice. Anyway, supposed to start shooting on April 25. You're going to be able to see and go see it in New Orleans and New Mexico. And it's supposed to come out March 3rd, 2017.
Quick pause. With those locations confirmed for filming, they're doing Old Man Logan, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Maybe a little excited.
What can they do without the Marvel properties?
I don't know, but it could be good.
They'll figure it out.
It's Hugh Jackman's swan song, motherfucker. Get excited.
I just want to see him and Professor X just like, you know.
Having a cup of coffee?
Yeah, have a cup of coffee.
Sitting there. Then they flip
bird. Take it out back. Round up some sheep in the mountains. Spend a night alone with him.
Did you just describe Brokeback Mountain? Is that what just happened here?
I might have been. I'm kind of high right now.
Okay, next. Ghost in the Shell is supposed to be beginning production, and we recently known that it switched from Disney to Paramount.
Right, really? React with your mouth words, not gestures. No one can see you freaking out. Not a visual medium.
I'm excited. Ghost in the Shell to begin production this month after switching from Disney to Paramount, and Ghost in the Shell will debut March 31st, 2017.
Do you know why Disney gave up on it?
Because Disney?
Yeah, probably because Disney.
I just don't know how they're going to make this, you know, family-friendly, because it's not family-friendly. There's, like, nudity and all kinds of cussing and fun shit.
Maybe that's why it went from Disney to Paramount.
Yeah, what the cuss?
Think about it. Yeah. And Avatar 2, the sequel to the 2009 global phenomenon, is going to be beginning production in April as well, after being delayed. And there's no release date being announced, but Once Upon a Time on IMDb, which they recently took down because I was trying to find it, was supposed to have a December 2017 release, a week after Star Wars is supposed to come out, which got pushed back to December. But I'm going to go ahead and say they're going to switch that.
I don't know.
Why compete?
It's just
you're
going to
lose.
It's taken a long
don't
time for Jim Cameron to make a camera out of hard water.
It's true.
Wow.
Avatar 2, Electric Blue Galoo.
Ooh, it's terrible. You
electric,
and your damn
electric
puns.
Blue Lagoon.
And the cool news for the day, confirmed by the official Power Rangers Twitter account, the always lovely Elizabeth Banks was cast as Rita Repulsa, the humanoid sorceress bent on intergalactic domination.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
And Power Rangers is due out March 2017.
I want that. It looks good.
Mm.
She's going to be great.
She is going to be like...
I just see it in my head right now. Like, yeah! It's going to be good.
She can do the squeal so well.
Yeah, I want that in my life.
But that's movies for you.
All right, we're going to go to Greg. Gaming.
So this week, we did hear a little bit about what Nintendo has planned for mobile, because they have been talking about potentially branching out into more mobile properties. Remember they had Miitomo that came out? No, you don't know that came out
because I had no idea
it came out. Well, apparently it was out. Nobody was talking about it. But they're saying that they are going to be releasing something new, something fresh, relatively soon. They're keeping very tight-lipped on it. But it is going to be featuring a, quote, best-known character.
Ooh.
So over-under on Link or Mario?
I'm hoping that's like Solid Snake.
Donkey Kong? Donkey Kong.
I can actually see like a Donkey Kong Temple Run type thing, but this is the thing that kind of drives me a little nuts, is that mobile can be a really, really awesome, viable platform, but we're seeing it inundated with bullshit. So I'm really, really hoping that they don't make this that.
I've got an IP question that's going to sound stupid, but I'm being serious. Does Nintendo own the rights to Captain M, the Game Master?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Because I would buy the shit out of that mobile game.
That would be a badass motherfucking mobile game. So that's one of the things that's new this week. Also, what's new, Detective Pikachu. I just became aware of this game in the last week, and I want all of it in my life.
Voiced by Danny DeVito?
Yeah, I was totally going to say it.
Oh my God. I'm just imagining him as Frank Reynolds, and it makes everything so great.
Yeah, Pikachu.
Hey, Pikachu. He's got some sausages in his
What's
pocket.
What's up with that lizard with the fire butt?
You sound less like that, more like a woman named Roz with a cigarette.
It's smoking out of her neck.
I used to smoke cigarettes, but now I have to speak through a box.
Anyway, sorry, that was terrible, and I'm sorry for everybody that has to have that procedure
done. We're taking care of that in post-production, right?
However, Detective Pikachu looks fantastic. It is a detective game, obviously set in the Pokemon universe, and Pikachu is like this womanizing, coffee-loving, walks on two legs Danny DeVito thing, and he actually talks like Meowth in the cartoons. Mm. People are fucking flipping their shit over the fact that he can talk. And I'm like, you idiots, don't you remember? Friggin' in Pokemon the anime, they already made that canon. Meowth worked his ass off. He spent weeks perfecting the art of human speech so he could impress another Meowth. And what ended up happening? She turned away from him. So that's why he went to Team Rocket. Come on, it's fucking Meowth's backstory, you motherfuckers. Get with the program.
Wouldn't that be funny if Pikachu spent all this time learning to talk and he sounded like Danny DeVito?
See, again, this has to happen. Change.org, jump on it, sign the fucking petition, let's make this shit happen. Also, one of the other things that happened this week in gaming is we became aware of the existence of LEGO Star Wars The Force Awakens. I mean, honestly, I'm a little surprised that it took them this long to announce this. I would have thought that this would have come out right alongside the movie.
One would have thought.
You can't, though. Spoilers.
Well, yeah, okay. But, you know, maybe a month? Well, I guess it is like a month after. Okay, so I guess that makes sense.
It's been out for like a year now, right?
The thing, is that they announced it. They don't have to show anything in any of the trailers. That's the thing, is that they don't have to show anything. They can just show the fucking characters that they have in the actual trailers Lego-fied, and it would sell copies.
Yeah, you're right.
Either way, it looks really, really good. I'm fucking stoked as hell for it because Lego is friggin' killing it. And not every Lego game, but many of the Lego games are fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And if Drew weren't outside the room right now, I'd throw him a bone with Lego Marvel Avengers, which he's been playing the shit out of, and yeah. I want to pick his brain on it because it looks great. That is going to be coming out for all platforms, from my understanding, except for 3DS. I believe it's only launching for N3DS,
really?
The new 3DS,
okay,
which makes it the second or third console exclusive for that will not work on the 3DS. But it's going to be releasing June 28th. Wow, it's going to be awesome. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to Grant, and he's going to talk books.
Yay! First things first, I wanted to address a comic that I didn't talk about before because I forgot about it. But recently, Image released Prophet Earth War. And to give you guys some background on this, Brandon Graham, who right now does that The Island compendium book that Jess loves, he revitalized the character of John Prophet, which was a Rob Liefeld creation. So naturally, it's nothing like it when it first came out, and people just went fucking bonkers over it, because it takes place thousands of years in the future in the galaxy, where this clone of Prophet has been cloned many, 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 many times in different iterations, and this giant saga has been building to this Earth War book, and the scope of it is incredible. Props to Image and Brandon Graham for sticking with this, because it's going to blow everyone's minds, hopefully, because the series itself had been so good. So that counts as new.
Well, that's kind of, You know, I didn't do anything new or bad or good. I just did movies. So you're good.
Yeah, this is going to be comic books. Ambivalent.
Right. I do have to say that as a new comic fan, I'm not... I had no idea that there was so much fucking fantastic material that wasn't superhero stuff.
Yeah.
Via Image Comics, it's just blown my mind. I'm reading The Outcast. I'm reading Black Science. Rat Queens is great. Yeah. Sex Criminals is just wonderful. This is like blowing my mind, guys. I fucking love Image Comics.
It's not a stretch to think that they will be one of the top two, if not the top publisher within 3 years. Mm-hmm. They're putting out such good stuff, and the big two are just flopping over their dicks left and right. Speaking of flopping over their dicks left and right for the big two, part of DC's rebirth thing, there's a rumor going around that there's going to be a lot of group cancellations. Bleeding Cool came out with a little piece about rumored cancellations, some of which seem like they could be horrible, terrible, no good, very bad news for us. Batman/Superman might be on the block. Superman/Wonder Woman might be on the block. I could give a fart for either one of those, so no worries there. Dr. Fate's gone. That's fine. That book was kind of crappy. Black Canary might be getting the axe, which is stupid because it was innovative and fun. Starfire might be also getting the axe, which makes sense because that character was just a hot garbage fire when Scott Lobdell reintroduced her into the New 52. And Amanda Connor and her Harley Quinnation apparently didn't get the job done. Surprise. Some news that I find devastating about this is that Grayson and Midnighter might be getting the axe. Speculation is that Grayson will be going back to Nightwing, which, if that's the case, okay. But Tom King's going to be leaving the book, which is huge bummer, so I don't know how that's going to keep going. With Midnighter losing that book, well, the only way this is going to be okay is if Steve Orlando goes ahead and writes The Authority. That's a book that I referenced when I reviewed Squadron Supreme. It's a book that the comics community has needed in their life for a decade. And if Steve Orlando, who just shows a beautiful sense of balance...
You mean our close personal friend?
Our close personal friend,
Steve Orlando. Yeah.
Like, the way he can... describe an action scene, construct all these amazing story points, he would be a perfect fit for The Authority. So with Grayson and Midnighter, if those get moved over to different properties with the relatively same creative team, I'm okay with that. But losing Black Canary is just dumb. I don't know why they would do that. And lastly, in ambivalence news, I got my first comic bento box. This is a mail service set up by Blind Ferret up in Canada. Where they send you a box of 4 graphic novels every month based on a theme. You don't know which ones you're getting, but they go with the theme. Recently, the theme was the gray area. And I was like, I have no idea what this is going to be. But I got Superior Iron Man. I got a Rye book from Valiant. And one from Janet Ivanovich, which is weird because she's a lady writer. She's a lady writer who writes airport books. So I don't know how this ad's going to turn out.
We'll see. Yeah. You'll see anyway.
And this other one called Lola XOXO, which has really caught me off guard. It's put out by Aspen Press. And the writer/artist is the same person. Of course, I'm blanking on his name right now. But he's doing a beautiful job portraying a young woman in a post-apocalyptic world where it's kind of like Firefly set on Earth. Everyone's exploring. It's almost like a new Pioneer Age again. So that's pretty cool. And Comic Bento is pretty awesome. Oh, and also, I'm going to throw a plug out to our besties at Tardies, because they are having a sale this weekend to thank everyone for all the help that they gave them when they got blindsided by Diamond.
Yeah.
If you guys remember that, Diamond Distribution just really bent them over a barrel, and it was not cool. So right now, they're going to do half off the 3 Islands of Bin stock, and they have to spend a minimum of $10 and 25% off everything else. That's going to be awesome, because you know their back issue selection is incredible. And it's going to take place the 12th and the 13th of February, and I'm probably going to be there both days, and nobody touched the Jimmy Olsons, or I swear to God, I'm going to cut a bitch.
That's totally fair.
I don't know if you see what he looks like right now.
push
it looks like
over.
He's already been cut by a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not coming.
All right, with that is this week's Court of Nerds. Keep an eye out for our interview with Kay Pike. She is friggin' awesome. She is a peach. That's coming out this week as well. You will. You can also check out her stuff online at Kay Pike Fashion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitch TV, and also CanadaCosplay.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and see all the awesome pictures that we post, which we do a lot of. Okay. Court of Nerds. Also, we're on Snapchat now. Yes, thank you, John, for putting together the Snapchat. Court_of_nerds. We're on Twitter, court_of_nerds, and online at thecourtofnerds.com. But for now, I'm Greg.
I'm John.
I'm still Grant.
I'm Drew. I almost died. I'm fine, though.
And we are the Court of Nerds.